Yo, 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 it's the PDOT Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 128. That's 128. 128. Hey, let's go. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to an episode of Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the PDOT Show. Let's go. How y'all doing today? How you doing tonight? How you doing this evening? How you gonna do tomorrow? You don't know. I'm gonna say it anyway. And you know that I love you. So you already know that. I always say, love ain't, well, my mom always says, but she always said, love ain't love until you show it. So I continue to show you every single day that I love you, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Today's episode is called My Thoughts on Day 348. My Thoughts on Day 348. Let's go. I feel so good to be back, man. I'm very happy. I'm very appreciative to have you all here with me. And I'm just going to say a prayer for us. You know, because this is what I do daily. This is what I do in my everyday life. And I attribute my happiness and my success. And it goes hand in hand with where I've gone, where I'm going to go, and where I understand and when I understand when I need to make changes and shifts in my life. So I want to pray for us. And yeah, I just want to pray for us, man. Like I pray for us every day, but just to give you insight so you have in-depth analysis of what I do. I get up every morning, I get up, I pray, and I meditate, and then I go running. And running is like my therapy. So I'll tell you this before I say the prayer, is that find something that intrigues you, but you also want to do different, you want to be different, you want to act different, so you start doing different. And I always tell you, your brain doesn't know when you're serious or not, but it's always listening. So it's imperative to always speak positive to yourself and speak positive about yourself, because yourself, your brain doesn't know when you're not serious or not. It just knows that you say things and it's a command. So whether you realize it or not, it's a command that you give yourself. So these are all parts of what I say, my thoughts on day 348. I can tell you right now, running 348 days in a row is not easy. It's not for the weak hearted. It's not for those who put forth an effort, start for a couple of days, and then they stop. Think about it. This is 348 days that I've been doing this nonstop. Every day, I'm getting close to 1,000 miles just for the year alone. Before this year, I've never ran more than 400 miles, and then even in my best year, I hadn't run more than 200 or 100, something like that. So, 348 days of me running consistently every day, no matter what the weather is, no matter what goes on in my life, no matter whatever comes my way, I make sure that I do what I need to do, because there are people who count on me to make sure that I do what I set out to do. And I'm very appreciative of the people who come into my life and give me examples of what it is that I need to be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, and what I need to practice on and work on and get better. And it's kudos to you all, because you help me, whether you realize it or not, directly or indirectly. So my thoughts on day 348 is that I just want to continue to show love. I just want to continue to show consistency. It's not easy, but if it was easy, everyone would do it, right? And one of the other things that I want to just put into this prayer before we start is that you only know what you're exposed to. So if you expose yourself to people who want better for their lives, want better for you, you have to have that sacred circle of people. I said it before. It's like you majoring in political science, but you consistently hanging around people who engineer in social studies, you know, and social work. It's like if you want to be a teacher, it's like I can't hang around you. Like there's a certain amount of time that I must allocate for you in my life. If I'm trying to major in something else, you're minoring this right now. I'm majoring in something different. And you could take that part of, well, anything in life, you could be changing your eating regimen and people around you aren't, but you're trying is an action word, but you are putting forth the steps in order what it takes to go to the next level. You know, when I started veganism, I was at 302 or 300 pounds plus. And then I started to lose the weight. And I had many thoughts laying in the hospital bed where they're telling me that I was going to have a colostomy bag in my stomach because of the decisions that I've made to that point. Now, most of us make decisions without having the knowledge to back it up from what we know or what we were taught. If you can't provide examples of what it is that you were taught, then you're just going out in the wild basically every single day and you're just hoping and praying that your life changes, but you're doing the same exact thing every single day and you're praying for a different result, but you're not praying for a change. Like I saw something where it said you're constantly asking God for things, but he doesn't just give them to you. He gives you opportunities in order to prove what it is that you said that you want. So if you say you pray for patience, God isn't just going to give you patience right now. He's going to give you opportunities to be patient. If you ask God for guidance, he's going to not just give you guidance instantaneously, but he's going to give you opportunities to be guided. So when you ask for these things, you must understand that it takes time. Rome wasn't built in a day. I didn't just lose 127 pounds overnight. It took 8 months to lose 100. And then it took another 2 or 3 months to lose the rest of the pounds that I wanted to lose, because even though I had amassed to a certain level where I wanted to go, I needed to go further. I needed to go deeper. I needed to see what was there for me and the people around me. And I constantly changed the people around me because I repositioned people. And before you get caught up in saying, well, I can't be without this person, sometimes you need to be repositioned in order to see where you want to go. I reposition people according to, I told you, I run my life like a team. And every year I'm the scout. And what a scout's job is to do is to provide the best talent to surround the people that you've already chosen. So there are a chosen few every single year. So people switch out people for the roles that they play. If I'm a quarterback, I probably can run the ball and I probably can do a lot of great things on the field. But if I have a running back who is a little bit better in that, his attributes are a little bit higher. It's all about the attributes with the people that you have in your life. When you have in sports, you want speed, you want agility, you want awareness. I want speed and awareness more than anything, because the more aware you are, the more that you can actually defend what's yours. And so let's get to this prayer. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for another day that we never seen before. Thank you for the opportunities that you've given us that we just have to appreciate more and more each day, because you never give us more than what we can stand. And even though it may seem like that, as long as you have the activities of your limbs and you give it to us every single day to be great and to provide messaging for people, who those that are lost, the land only suffers when the sheep are misled. And I've been here to be used as a vessel. So I know this is what's meant for me. God, continue to bless us no matter what we do in our endeavors every single day, because we are here for a reason. Everyone has a gift. We just don't know exactly how to open it yet. But yet and still, we're still here every day. We're still here strong. 348 days I've been doing this. 348 days you have provided me excellence in every capacity that I could ever wish for. The energy that I attain every single day is through you and the people around me and the people who want to listen, the people who look like me. The thing is this, just continue to bless us yet and still, and provide us the opportunities to be blessed, to have guidance, to have nurturing, and perseverance in everything that we do. In your name, amen. Let's go. So with that being said, man, this is not going to be a long episode, but I do want you to realize that you have a gift within you, and you must pay attention to the things and the messages that God sends you. I was watching a movie, when, you know, you get that one saying about how a guy was stranded in a boat or something like that, and he asked God for a sign and asked God for help. And once he got to heaven, he asked God, like, why didn't you send me help? He said, I sent you help 3 times. I sent you a rowboat. I sent you a helicopter. I sent you whatever the last one was. I can't remember the last one, but it's so many times that we have these messages and we ask for them, but then when they're provided for us, we act like it didn't just happen. Like, you just ask God for opening your eyes, for a clear mind. And when you ask for these things and he gives you the opportunity for these things to happen, you shun them because it doesn't look like what you prepared yourself for. But one thing you have to understand is that you have to be uncomfortable to go to the next level, regardless if you look at it like that or not. I'm telling you, when I laid in the hospital bed and they told me that I had cancer, think about this, y'all. I had to make a lot of changes in my life. So maybe this is day 348, but this is over 15 to 16 years, 17 years that I've been dealing with something and I've cultivated a message. And now people are listening to me in 65 countries in the world. And I'll say this, don't beat yourself up off the numbers that you think that you don't see. See, these sites and these algorithms, they'll make you believe as if you're not being seen, but you're always being heard. Always. So understand, listen to me very closely. Do what's best for you and what makes you feel good and continue to put forth a better effort every single day. Just get a little bit better every single day. John always said he'd rather have a small win than a big loss any single day. This is day 348. I'm telling you. I didn't know what to think about this challenge. I just wanted to do it. I just wanted to be able to say that I got up every single day, ran and just cleared my mind no matter what I've gone through. And Lord knows I've gone through a lot this year. I've had a lot of changes in my life, and still I got up every single day, no matter if it was rain, snow, sleet, hail, 25 below. I even went a little bit, it was like 26 below degrees, and the wind chill was like a negative 28. I got that recorded, by the way, back in January of this year. So understand, I document everything, but I do that not only for myself, but for the ones around me who want to see that. They want to see someone be consistent in their endeavors every day. You have the gift. You just have to tell yourself that you have it. Ask for the opportunities to present your gift. So I told you, the only way of beating fear is by showing up. And the only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. So if you're curious enough and you're strong enough, you can show up every day, and then you can do what you set out to do in the first place. Let's go. Come on. Like, you're too valuable to think small. Remember who you are. Don't let society's opinions have your mind fixated thinking that you can't do what you do daily, but you can do it better than what the rest can. Someone needs you every single day. Someone needs to know what you do. They just don't know that you do it yet. Why they don't know that you do it? Because you've let fear overcome your tenacity. You've let fear overcome your love for whatever it is that you do. You've let society and fear overtake what's best for you. You care so much about what people think about you, but they don't think enough about themselves. That don't make sense. We give more power to someone's opinion when they don't think highly of themselves. A lot of times people will criticize you because they want to do what you do. They just don't have the gall to do what you do. Regardless if you think you don't have it or not, someone wants to see what you do. Someone wants to do what you do for the simple fact that you are who you are, and it shows. We, like Marcus always says, the work will always show no matter what you do. If you put the work in, it's going to show. If you don't put the work in, it's going to show. This is day 348. I've shown you every single day. I'm looking to the camera. I've shown you every single day what consistency looks like. I get up every single day and I run. I'm at 941 miles for this year. I'm almost at 1,000 miles. Just think about that. I have ran from here to Plano, Texas. Yes, I've done the math. And yes, I said it last week, but you'll hear it again this week. And I want to see everyone out for my 365th run, December 31st. It'll be a Vollmer Trail. I'm putting a flyer out tomorrow. You guys will see where we're going. I just want to see just the people who support me, because I support you. And the thing is that you must show love to people, because my mom always says love isn't love until you show it. And by me getting up every day, I'm showing you what consistency looks like. I'm telling you that I love you, because there are people who walk this earth every single day and they aren't told that they are loved. They go days, weeks, months, years without being told that they're loved. And think about that. If no one tells you that they love you, then it's hard for you to love yourself. No one is loving you, you should be self-love and self-care is the number one thing. But sometimes you only know what you're exposed to. So if you've never been exposed to someone telling you love you, you might not love yourself enough to even have that thought in the process. That thought might not be processing through your mind because you haven't been exposed to that. I'm thankful for my upbringing, because I was exposed to love. I was exposed to caring and nurturing from parent to child. And one of the things that I do to this day is that I sit and have dinner with my girls. It was one of the most important things that I didn't realize at the time was very valuable to me. I would get made fun of. I legit would get made fun of at school because I was just say, for instance, I'm telling the story about what happened at home that night. And I'm like, hey, guys, you know, me and my family, we were sitting down eating, and they're like, sitting down eating at the table together. Who are y'all, the Cosbys? Like, I'm like, no, we're the Johnsons, but we sit down and we talk to each other and we figure out what's going on throughout the course of our days. We sit down and we have these type of talks with each other because you don't know what people go through. And before I get to a point where I'm the parent who doesn't listen to their child, there's no way. When I do my girl's hair every day, we have great conversations. We have daddy-daughter talk. I get to figure out what's going on with my girls, see how they think, how they feel. I'm more so of the father that I want you to be able to always express yourself. Express yourself in ways that is like, I have an open door policy. So you should never feel afraid or feel ashamed to come to your father and talk to me. Like, that's what I'm here for. You may not want to always just do it, but just always know that I'm here. So girls, as we're driving in the car right now, understand that your daddy loves you. And you know that my princesses, Ayana, Farrah, Carly, you are my world. There's nothing I won't do for you. I get emotional because I care for you guys so much. And I want to be the best dad. I want to be the best dad ever. And you guys help me every single day. It's not easy, but it's worth it. I wake up, I see you guys' beautiful smiles, and it just does something to me because as a man, I'm going to make sure that I provide an experience for you as a father that you know that I try my best and I do my best daily. Every day. Let's go. Daily. I do this for my girls, and they know that. They know daddy loves them, and without them, I don't know where I'd be. They mean the world to me. So as we're riding in the car right now, and I see you all, I see your beautiful faces, your beautiful smiles. I just want you to know daddy loves you, and daddy loves you forever. And I have this game with Farrah that we play every day, is that I love you more called it. So Farrah, I love you more called it. Bam. Now she got to wait 3 minutes before she can say she loves me again. So this is day 348. I've never done anything for 348 days in a row but eat. So that's that. 348 days, man, of running every single day. Do you know how hard that is? It's hard. And you know how many days I've gotten up and I'm like, damn this streak. Like, I'm tired. My knees hurt. My legs hurt. Everything hurts. But I get up every single day and I just make it happen. I make it happen. No matter if I'm in pain, if I don't feel like it, if I've had a long day. I mean, I manage a lot of people in the course of a day. I take care of many projects every single day. You know, I have to be this driving force every single day. So when I'm up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm praying and I'm meditating and then I'm going to go run, and I'm running in the cold. I'm running where my joints hurt, but I set forth a goal and I told people that you can count on me. You can count on me to do this streak, and you can adapt this to any part of your life. If you just want to be consistent in something and doing it every single day, it only takes 21 days to form a habit. And once you do that, it's upon you to make sure that you can continue the process, because as long as you believe in the process, it'll believe in you. When you believe in your doubt, then that's when you doubt your beliefs. But if you believe in yourself and you love yourself enough, you'll be able to make sure you do those things times 10. One of the things that I saw this week is that it never gets easier. We just do difficult better. So when you apply that tactic to life, that it's never going to get easier, but you learn to do difficult better. And once you do that, everything else becomes a domino effect of positivity. Everything else gets a little bit better for you. Because now you're disciplined in what you do, you're disciplined, and then it will show. It shows just with my everyday life with people. They know that I'm vegan. They know that I don't cheat the system. I'm I do this every single day. There's no way around not running every single day. I have the proof. I do it. I document everything because it's important to me. It's very important to me to make sure I continue doing what I'm doing. Like I said, it never gets easy. We just do difficult better. And once you apply that, you'll start seeing things change in your life for the better. You'll see things going in a way where you didn't think it was possible. But it is. You just got to believe in yourself and love yourself enough. Don't pay so much attention to who's liking your stuff, who's sharing your stuff. I have many people, like there are only a few people, and I'm thankful for the people who are in here right now. I'm just saying there are people who are watching the live but won't click on the live. So I still see that there are numerous of people, you know, still watching every single day. Every time I post something, you don't have to like it or whatever, but here it is. I'm being screenshotted a group chat message because Patrick said this today or Patrick said that. And it's not all bad. So it's not a bad connotation to what I'm saying. It's just that someone's always watching no matter what. They can say that they're not, but they are. If I only went off of what Instagram and Facebook only did for me, I probably wouldn't. If I let numbers get to me, then I probably wouldn't be doing it. But to know that I'm in 65 countries, regardless of everything else that anyone feels about me, this show has been consistent. I show you that every single week I'm coming on this show for 20 weeks. So for 20 weeks, I've already shown you what consistency looks like in projects. And keep doing what you're doing, because if you look at this, you may say, oh, he's not. I'm making a nice living off what I do. Okay. And right now, it's getting better for me because I'm constantly getting better. I'm building the reps. Everyone does things differently and everyone's time to shine is at a different time. Everyone won't shine at the same time. And that's understandable. But I have a cafeteria mentality. We can be in the same room. We don't have to eat at the same table. So if there is ways for us to win together, we can do that and build and grow and go places we never been before. That's what it's about, though. But until you have that ideology, it's kind of hard for you to see what you haven't been shown because you only know what you've been exposed to. So if you've only been exposed to negativity, you haven't been exposed to love, you haven't been exposed to nurturing, then you're going to go up out in the world and you won't give those things to people who have already experienced it. And sometimes it might be too late for people who don't have a mentality of change, a mentality of thoughtfulness. And say, you know what? The next person that I even surround myself with, they have to be a thoughtful communicator. Because as long as we can build, then we can grow. And if we can grow, we can go places we've never been before. Okay? So with that being said, I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all. Okay? You all are very special to me. And whether you notice or not, I love you. There's nothing that you can do about that. Okay? This has been great. This is episode 128, the 128 of season 7. This is 7 seasons, man. So you know, I always be like, I'm like, I done went from season 4, from 4, from 5, 6, 7. This is season 7, season 7. I'm just doing it, just me. And I'm very appreciative, man. God is good. God is amazing. He continues to bless me in ways that I've never seen before. And I'm going to stay true to the word. I'm going to stay true to the process because this is what I'm here for. I am a vessel for the people, and the people are messaging for me. It's very therapeutic for me. You all just don't realize. This is why I tell you, because if you don't realize it, I want you to know. I want to give you your flowers now. I am who I am because this is what God destined my life to be, but I am who I become because you all are here with me and we are growing and we doing this thing together. And as long as we can do that, there's no stopping us. So on that note, know that I love you and you already know.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.